never sung in deck.
What was the bits that we were doing this morning?
I don't even remember.
No, there was Sag and Ball Yeet.
Sag and Ball Yeet.
Oh, good.
This episode of Sag. Oh, yeah. What were we talking about? It was like Yu-Gi-Oh, but it was
Yu-Gay-Ho.
Yu-Gay-Ho.
Yeah, Yu-Gay-Ho.
Yu-Gay-Ho. Yu-Gi. Yu-Gay.
What was it?
It's time to fuck my mouth.
You cock and throat.
It's a spear gun. He just puts his fingers in your mouth.
Yeah, he's just fingering people. Yeah. That's all he's doing.
Puts his whole fist in your ass. Like, he just yells shotgun the whole time. I'm a spirit detective.
Attack on my taint.
Attack on my taint. Okay.
That was a good one.
These would be all just like good gay anime.
Yeah, good ass gay anime.
Yahweh. What you got?
I said I'm trying.
Okay. How about Gundam Suck My Seed? There you go.
Yeah.
Gundam Seed was a thing. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know if y'all watch Gundam that. I'm a Gundam head. Clearly.
I like Gundam. Gundam Wing was good.
Gundam Wing was good.
Yeah. You just go Condom Wing.
Condom Wing. There you go. There you go. Condom Wing.
Condom Wing.
Condom Wing.
Just...
I don't even know what that would be. Just condoms.
Yeah. These 5 condoms were made to take down the straight federation. I don't know.
It was the gay note.
Gay note, there you go.
That was one that we had where it's like...
Yeah, it makes
like,
everyone gay.
You write someone's name and 20 minutes pass.
Why am I getting fucked?
Cowboy broke back. I don't know.
Broke back bebop.
Broke back bebop.
There you go. That's a good one. Instead of tricum, it's tricum.
It's just him getting fucked by that bigger guy.
Yeah. With the robot arms.
the bodyguard just getting fucked by him.
Trying to think. Tricum. What about tricum? Is that a good one? You try it? You ever try it?
Try cum?
Yeah, you ever try cum? I'm just asking now. I don't know if you guys ever try cum. I don't know.
No.
I haven't tried it, but I'm comfortable with the fact that I probably
like
have.
Your own cum? Like,
yeah.
No, I've never done it.
I mean, like, I wouldn't do it. I haven't knowingly, like, I've nutted and then just like ate a girl out afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I never like in her? That's the closest I've come to
like tasting your own cum.
Yeah.
But it's mixed in with like the vagina is a very, it's self cleaning, so it's like it's gonna get all the
easy how you use that statement.
Well, you have different experiences with that, yeah, but like it's
stank bitches. Anyway,
no. my brother's on the podcast, y'all.
Squad,
DJ.
Yeah.
My brother from another mother, duty from another booty. He's on today. The purveyor of stank pussy. This man single-handedly.
I'm known for a lot of other things.
This man single-handedly taught me. He showed me the light that with just one single text, you can let a girl know her shit stank.
I'm like curious. Like, what's the text?
Let him speak that gospel, King. Go ahead, speak that truth.
I hate women sometimes. All right, so dealing with, I was talking to this chick or whatever.
A heavier woman.
Shut up. Jesus Christ. Anyway.
A busty broad. Busted broad.
Anyway, she can suck a mean dick, right?
Yeah.
Which is really what I was just there for.
A lot of fat girls are good at sucking dick anyway.
Well, they kind of need to be.
They put things in their mouth all the time.
That's the most redeemable quality.
Yeah.
You know, like they can unhinge their jaw when they're eating children.
Like an anaconda.
Just unhinge their jaw and like eat that TV.
Mm-hmm. Like a house cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I was really there for. And then, I don't know, we just, you know, fuck around, whatever. So we got this hotel one time. Which, and I will say, this is like...
She paid for everything, too.
Yeah, she paid for everything. Like, I never paid for anything.
That's fucking amazing.
I had a job and everything. I was just dogging hoes out. Just like, I'm not gonna...
A lot of cows got put out the pasture.
Shut up!
Can we... talk about a slaughterhouse over here, you know what I'm saying? No, go ahead.
So, So anyway, I ended up fucking, and this it was just like the worst, one of the worst smells I've ever. I'm just like, and I only go down on bitches I date. Like,
yeah,
like they're my
in girl. General.
That I date,
mm-hmm.
that are like we've been. I put in the time.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I kind of. But like after two dates, bitch, you got me fucked up. Like no.
Yeah.
Just. I don't do that.
This is for the real male feminists who are listening to this.
Yeah, I just don't do that.
Yeah.
But I'd be damned if she says I'm not gonna suck your dick.
Yeah.
You know, well
you better suffer for this art.
You can get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah. My thing is if I'm gonna eat that pussy, I'm gonna get my dick sucked. Yeah. That's like that just makes sense.
I think it's
makes
fair.
Sense. Yeah.
Reciprocated it's, properties.
It's yeah, fair, don't be fucking but, selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not about you, ma'am.
Yeah, but then you could just, you know, get your dick sucked, be like, yeah, I got you, and then just leave and just never contact that person. It's just a better way to go. Just be like, all right, well, just fuck it, get a new number.
Yeah.
I done what she's like. I had a chick like hit me back, like, hey, well, when we gonna hang out again? I just never responded.
Yeah.
Then I saw her downtown.
But how did you let her know that her pussy stank?
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, but back into that. So I just fucking told her, like, through text, man, like, yeah, so I noticed the odor. And, like, I'm just like, I don't think I can do this.
Yeah. It's a nice way to tell some girl pussy stinks.
Like, yeah, I'm like, and she goes, oh, well, it's not always supposed to smell like roses. I'm good. And I go, I know. Like, don't, like, I know, like, this is how bad it was. Because some of it got on my gym shorts, the juices. And I remember, like, you know, because, you know, we went to this hotel. So I threw, like, my, you know, dirty clothes or whatever in, like, a bag. And I remember, like, getting my shit out of my trunk. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
And, you know, God damn it.
Like, I'm like, why? I'm like, no. Like, no. Like, this, like, no. Like, this shouldn't be a thing. And I remember just throwing, I didn't even wash them. I just threw them in the trash. I'll go buy another pair. They came from Finish Line anyway. Fuck it. I don't want to. I'll spend another $12.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to relive that.
You don't have to. Like, you don't need to.
I don't want
to
wash these shorts.
I'm curious how many washes it would have taken to get in
there. None. Mm-hmm. No, it's like, you see the episode of Seinfeld, the smelly car?
Yeah.
Where it'd be like that. Like, I wash it, but mm-hmm. then, like, the washer would have been bad. Then all of my other clothes would have been
yeah.
fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, there's some dead pussy in here. like, it's just me. No, it's not me. It's the odor. It's not me. It's the odor.
She's like the leather face of pussies. Like, she's just like skinning other dead women's pussies and putting it over hers.
Yeah, it's not me. It's the odor. And I'm just like.
Oh, that's probably the grossest bit we've done.
It's pretty bad.
Leather face of pussies.
But that was horrible.
Yeah.
But I just told Jim, like, I mean, because I didn't really have, there was, like, no emotional attachment. I really, just
yeah.
Some bitch. I'm just like,
but I didn't know that you could just tell a girl
yeah,
that her
I'm
pussy
like, yeah,
stank.
You just, like,
it yeah. was like, when he told me that, it was yeah, like taking just, the red pill. And I'm like, oh, you can just do that. You can just tell a girl that pussy stank. I'm like.
Just do that next time. Be like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, you need to go wash up.
Yeah, and clean it up.
And just be, you don't have to, just be, like, go. Go wash up.
Yeah.
I've never dealt with like a really smelly pussy. Like maybe
me
a little
neither.
Like
knock on wood.
Yeah, yeah.
A little I mean, sweaty it, makes it, sense.
It
yeah.
This is okay. And use that as your basis.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I've been with girls and it's been like okay
and guys.
This shut up. This is you're gay.
Yeah,
this,
probably.
This is like you know like the girls I've gone down. I was like all right you know that's good. Like yes, yeah, it's gonna smell like. Pussy, you know, it's not gonna be, you know, I mean, but you know, clean, like, you know, when she's got out, fresh out of the shower,
yeah, yeah,
you know, when she's on one, like, you can tell, and then,
yeah,
it was like, this was beyond anything, like, this was beyond, like, being, like, a little sweaty or a little, you know,
yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah,
this ain't like some, like, post gym,
yeah, no,
kind
this
of
was
funk.
Like, this was like, you need a doctor,
yeah,
like, the pH was so off, it's like, like you need, like,
oh man,
just like,
not enough summer's eve in the world for that kind of
yeah,
shit.
She goes, oh, like you, she goes, oh well, that stuff messes up the pH, and I'm like,
but bleach.
Oh, so you want to talk about pH being messed up?
Nah,
like, like how are you not just burning through underwear? Just, like, just this isn't eat it from the inside. just like acid, just burn.
Oh. Oh my god, her pussy is like what what's the name? It's the chemical they use in Breaking Bad to get rid of
lie.
The body.
Lie, yeah.
Just burns through porcelain. Fucking,
she got that Chernobyl pussy.
Oh yeah,
like you don't want to get with them.
Yeah, like things go there to die.
So yeah, or thrive. There's like animals out there now.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, and then I remember
Chernobyl,
like,
for real.
Yeah,
she ended up dating some other dude. I'm like, oh, that dude ain't got no class.
No, he don't even know.
Yeah.
Oh, that, no, like he was just, I guess he just pounded it out. I'm like, you wiped that.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
Someone has to.
That's crazy.
He's like Jay-Z. He's doing it so that way you don't have to, you know? So
yeah, I guess.
Shout out to that guy.
What is Jay-Z doing that we don't have to?
He's Hov sold so that way you don't have to.
Yeah, he sold Hov sold all the drugs so we don't have to. So we can learn.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And be and not fuck Beyonce.
He's fucking Beyonce, so we don't have to.
Yeah. He's fucking Beyonce.
Somebody has to.
Somebody has to fuck Beyonce.
It's just her pussy's like that.
you think Beyonce pussy stank?
He's just like begrudgingly like, all right, I'll give you two kids.
Yeah.
Beyonce's.
You got lucky with this last two.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't gonna happen again.
He froze the sperm.
Yeah. Beyonce's pussy is like a Cthulhu like character. Yeah. Like, if somebody's not fucking it, it's gonna engulf the world.
I don't like that. like you look at it, you just lose your mind.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm waiting on that. Meet some pussy like that.
But Cthulhu pussy?
No,
Cthulhu just drives you insane.
Yeah, every other one was just like
it just makes you mad and makes you want to gouge out your own eyes. That kind of pussy.
Oh, well, nah, I mean,
that's like, the kind of pussy we're talking
that's
about.
That's that Bird Box pussy.
Yeah, that's that Bird Box pussy.
that's that. Who was it? Sandra Bullock, her sister.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the fucking just walked out in traffic, got hit by a fucking bus.
Yeah,
just like
I haven't seen Bird Box.
Oh yeah.
I imagine it's like
yeah.
Is that what happened? Oh, it's like bitch box.
Bitch box.
She was just driving, and then she's just like, Beyonce?
No, she just...
like, your driver isn't.
No, she just opens her legs a little bit, and people get a wad, and it just crashed.
Just like, flip the truck. she just flipped over, and she just gets out. It just literally just walks in the traffic, gives you just 18 wheel, just murp.
That's a different kind. Like, you gotta kill that bitch.
Oh yeah. Well, that's not that crazy. Just another bad.
Well, I'm saying, like, if a girl's pussy smells so bad that it's just causing like mass panic and people are just killing themselves, you gotta take her out.
Yeah.
Well, you use her as like a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if they drop.
You drop her in Saudi Arabia.
They dropped the chick I'm talking about. They just dropped her over Nagasaki.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the death toll. Like, you know, the Japanese would have been like, all right, that's like
people's shadows still stick to the walls from the smell.
Have you smelled some of their food, though?
No.
In Japan?
I was going in off the basis that the Japanese are clean people. the Japanese are clean people.
They are clean people.
They
do with
like,
a mask, though. They wear, like, the face mask and shit.
Yeah.
They would have hit that, and they would have been like, all right, that's it. We surrender.
Yeah. No, we're done.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, we surrender. Stank put, get her out.
No more stank puss.
Yeah. How would you even contain that?
I don't know.
Because, let's say if you can't kill her. Let's say, like, people are like, oh, my God, you can't kill her. She's a woman. How would you even contain that? Like, how would you even, like, because, like you kind of have to, you know, what you got, dog?
I'm just imagining, like, you know the Godzilla movie where, like, there's the nuclear meltdown?
Yeah.
But, like, all the nuclear radiation gets, like, absorbed by the big monster.
Which one was that? It feeds on
the monster.
Yeah.
The new one that came out.
I still haven't seen Godzilla.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Like,
no.
That's how the smell is. It's like some dormant prehistoric monster underground. It absorbs the smell.
Yeah.
To gain powers.
That
I
makes
guess,
sense.
Hey, wait, yeah.
It has to absorb the essence of the puss thing.
Yeah, for like
we
20 minutes.
It.
Oh, wait. The Cranston one?
Yeah, we saw it.
Did it absorb the thing? I don't even remember, dude.
He
that was like 5 years ago.
They murked him out in like the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Of the movie.
They're like, Bryan Cranston's in this now that you're in the movie.
He's like, oh. Guess what?
There is no Bryan.
He's like, my God.
My wife is in there.
I just remember he like did like really bad Japanese like he spoke like really bad Japanese. He was like mushi mushi.
Konnichiwa. Give me the fucking chopstick.
Chop chop. Yeah.
Sucky sucky now now.
Yeah. It's mushi mushi. Make it hard hard.
Yeah, yeah. No, butthole. Give me a butthole. I have the meth.
Let's go, Lupe.
Yeah. He was in Power Rangers also, the Power Rangers movie.
Brian he was Cranston. Also in Saving Private Ryan.
Was he? Was he really?
Yeah.
Brian Cranston was in the original Power Rangers too.
No, he wasn't.
Yes,
not in the original
was.
Power Rangers.
Yeah, he was in the original one.
He's in Saving Private Ryan. I didn't know that.
Who he played in Saving Private Ryan?
He played when they go to tell the general, like, well, you get some guys come report to him, and he's standing there. He's like, he's missing an arm,
mm-hmm.
and they go, they hand him the sheets, and like, hey, we got to find this guy. Like, he's all three of his brothers are dead.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like,
is that yeah. him who gives like the command? Like, you got to find Ryan or whatever.
No. He reports to that guy. But he's like lost an arm. Like he's fighting, like he's a fought in World War One or some shit. Lost his arm and everything.
Okay.
But I didn't know it. I've seen that movie a million times. Never once put it. I'm like, oh shit.
Speaking of war,
yeah, because he had like a bunch of small roles, before he
Who the fuck was he in Power Rangers? Because he was in the Power Rangers movie, but I don't know who the fuck he was in the Power Rangers series. Because I don't remember that nigga at all. All
right, hold on. I got pulled up a scene right here.
That nigga's really the goat.
I guess
a lot of shit.
I think that's his voice.
Stupid.
It just sound. Why does it sound like some kind of nasty porno?
Yeah, if we're not watching it, it don't even sound right.
Like beating up the putties, just jerking off.
What's funny is like the monsters like shooting out tentacles and shit.
Oh, that's cool.
The Power Rangers.
Imagine getting geeked off your fucking mind like on ass or some shit and like watching it.
That'd be some shit. Now. Speaking of war, I learned yesterday that women are now able to be drafted, and I think that it's a blessing. I think it's a beautiful thing for all the feminists out there. You know,
can good we say names on this podcast?
You can say whatever you want. I'm saying good for you.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can say whatever. Yeah. We don't really have much rules on this podcast.
No, we really don't.
Well, I was saying the chick that tried to call you out for punching down. Just draft her.
Oh yeah, yeah. If she wants to join the draft, she can.
She also tried to fuck me.
Okay. Talk that shit, kid. Talk that shit, kid.
She tried to fuck me and my buddy Juice. Oh no, because I just it's a swipe game on Tinder. You know how that shit go. So she just hit me up. She's like, oh, and I like read her. I think I sent it to the group chat.
No, yeah, you sent it to the group chat.
This bitch has got like she's got open marriage or whatever. And then my boy Juice goes because he's in the it's a Fiend Fix chat.
Yeah.
They don't know what Fiend Fix is.
Well, yeah, that's another collective of people. We got a website, podcast, shout Fiend Fix, Coutre, AJ and the boys.
Yes.
And so when I put it in there, and then Juice goes, yeah, yo, I messed with that chick too. And, you know, she tried to fuck me. And I'm like, well, what? She's like, she blocked me. I'm like, well, what happened? She goes like, yeah, I'm down for whatever, or, you know, like. He's like
the hall pass. She mentioned the hall pass.
Yeah, yeah.
So he goes, I just want my dick sucked. And she was like, no, and like blocked him. He's like, well, bitch, what you want me here for?
Well, that's ridiculous, because like she's like, oh yeah, I can do whatever I want, and then he's just like, yeah, I want my dick sucked. Like,
yeah, he's like, well, not that.
He's just letting her know what he wants. Like,
yeah, what's wrong with that?
Fucking, there's nothing wrong with that.
And then she proceeded to send me like a horrible shot of her tits.
Really?
She's got horrible tits. She's horrible tits. Like, just I give those in the words of Charlie Murphy, or no.
It's Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle as Rick James. No.
Yeah, No.
I give them titties three thumbs down or two thumbs, however it goes.
I wish I had more thumbs.
Yeah. Those things were atrocious.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I remember I just didn't respond after that. I'm just like, no.
Yeah, bitches be tripping.
Draft every woman.
Draft her. Yeah.
Draft Lena Dunham.
She'll be the first one to join, actually.
Who's Lena Dunham?
She's the girl who made Girls.
Made Girls.
She looks like a toad as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll look
and
her
then
up.
Chelsea Clinton.
Chelsea Clinton. She won't get drafted.
The fuck out of Chelsea Clinton.
She won't get drafted.
For getting that boy blocked from Twitter.
Oh, Adam Freeland?
Getting Adam Freeland blocked from Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking free Adam Freeland, bro.
He's already freed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He just
deleted his Twitter briefly. Did he really?
That's all he did. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He just closed his account for, a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was saying, like she's just back. She's, searches her own name.
Yeah.
And then just goes on there and be like, hey, you can't, do this. You're being... Was it anti-Jew, you'd be anti-Semitic? He's like,
yeah.
That's what Jews do. It's like walking up to another black person, hey, you can't call each other that word. You know what kind of history's behind that? It's like, bitch, what?
I love calling niggas nigger, though.
Yeah, it's...
I love calling everyone nigger. Like, I think...
I remember the first time he did that shit. No.
It's like I've said nigger so many times.
Yeah, say it again. I haven't come yet.
No, he's like, he called me up. Like, he's like, nigger, you ready to go? I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
I'm like, man. Like, whoa.
I think it's empowering.
It's black people are even, I think it's more offensive to call other black people that.
Why?
Like, just.
But it's our word.
Like, it's just taken aback. Like, you walk, go down the pyramid and be like, hey, nigger, get out of my. And
then yeah, nigger, get out of my car.
And they'd probably just look at you and be like, wait, what? Like, they'd be like, yeah. They'd be like, wait, what's going on?
Hey, nigger, let me get a dollar. That's hilarious.
It's funny, but I'm just saying, like, to real niggas be like, wait, what is this about?
Yeah.
That's all I get.
Ray, do you have any thoughts on people saying nigger?
I got called a spick recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it was my boy. We were driving, and I say nigga every now and then, you know?
But Puerto Rican, it's not that big.
I don't do hard R's.
We knew a Puerto Rican chick in high school that kept just...
Oh, Rosie?
No, that's...
Oh, no, Edamar.
Nigga, 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 nigga.
She would say nigga at the speed.
She just fired off. Just like, even then, I remember, like, Can you just stop?
There's a point where it's like too much. Yeah,
she would say it so quick.
We're on the fucking bus. It's 5:30 in the morning. Nigga. I'm just like, yeah, like Price is Right. Like, what's
people are trying to sleep, and she's just like, nigga. You're like, yo,
loud as fuck.
Can you relax, ma'am?
Like, what happens?
Yeah, but I was with one of my coworkers, and I was just like, I was just saying nigga every now and like every other word, because he's using it like a lot. So I'm like, you know, like it just slips, it's gonna come out at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like he's just like spick, and I'm like, what the fuck, bro? I was like, what the fuck, dude? He was like, you've been saying nigga this whole time. I can't call you spick. I was like, I feel like it's different, though.
No, he's just switching up. He's like trying to see, like, all right, well, nigga's fine.
Just
how
trying
about
to gauge
this?
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, the big just, one's okay.
Yeah. I was just like, it was just weird. And he was just like, and I'm not saying. I was like, you say whatever the fuck you want.
But it's like, how do you throw in spick casually in conversation without it just sounding racist?
Because spick has never been like a term of endearment. At all.
Like, do Spanish people call each other like yo, what's up, spick? Like, mm-mm. Do they do that with each other?
Nah, they call each other nigga.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. See?
Nigga.
Bro, go to Kissimmee and, like, that's how they talk. That's like, Puerto Ricans, like, say it all the time. Puerto Ricans, like, just say nigga all the time.
Steven,
but there's, like,
what's the nigga for white people?
It's just like, dude.
It's against the rules.
Steven said, beep.
Just these beep.
Oh, man.
I thought it was funny. So, what do Spanish people call each other? Nigga.
nigga. Duh.
Nigga.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we got a little dead air right there.
Yeah, a little bit.
I was taking a sip. It was my drink.
My brain just shut down. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be sober. I don't know how to function. I know how to function, but I don't know how to function.
Yeah. All right. So yeah. This was the other bit. It was Keenan from Kel from Good Burger, right? And he's like, I'm a dude. He's a dude. She's a dude. We're all dudes. But like, he's talking about transgenders. That's a good bit.
Yeah, like instead of
everybody's a dude.
He's just like pointing at like he's like Good Burger like pointing at people's crotches.
Just. What is like everyone in the Good Burger is like male to female?
Well, they're
yeah. Or female to male.
It's all that.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they're rebooting.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Is it gonna be like kids still?
Yes. Because it would be creepy.
Steve is getting bored and lighting shit on fire in his own department.
Hell yeah. Throw some Freon in that biz, bro.
Dude, Good Burger was a good movie, man.
Huh?
Good Burger was a good movie.
For the longest time, I thought the singer from Sum 41 was like the bad guy from Mondo Burgers. I couldn't tell the fucking difference.
I want to know what's in your sauce.
What's in your sauce? Wasn't it like shark poison or some bullshit like that?
I don't remember.
Or like shark meat?
They added shark poison to kill the customers.
That's what it was. Okay. Yeah,
that's
yeah, dark. Yeah. Wait, what was actually the sauce then?
They never told you what it was.
Yeah, they didn't tell you what the sauce was. Huh. Yeah, the first ingredient was pickles. You can't hear Steven, so I'm repeating what he said.
Just Thousand Island.
What's in your
sauce.
Welcome.
It's Thousand Island. Y'all were just like mistake a person in the movie for somebody else?
Yeah.
Like I thought that guy was Derek Whibley. It's not Derek Whibley at all.
It happened.
Yeah,
I mean, so everybody thinks about the Sinbad movie, the Sinbad Genie movie.
Yeah.
That's not real. Apparently, it doesn't exist. But I swear to God, I remember
the pirate movie is real. The cartoon pirate.
Yeah, no, but like the comedian Sinbad.
No, I get that.
Yeah. He like played a genie. It's like the Mandela effect. Everybody.
Did he actually do it? Are you fucking with me?
Nah, he didn't.
This is new to me.
I swear to God, I always thought, yeah, it was Kazam. It was Kazam. Yeah. I think everybody's confusing Kazam and thought Sinbad played in Kazam.
I've never thought that.
I don't know. This is weird. But Google it. It's a phenomenon.
Mean, like, now that he said it, like I'm finding it hard to believe
that there
that
isn't
Sinbad wasn't in Kazam. Like,
yeah,
like,
right?
Like, now you said, like, no, he probably was in Kazam.
He's probably like the white kid's father, the black father of the kid or something like that.
Man, get your ass back in the house.
Man, put that lamp down.
I saw Sinbad like about a month ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was working at Universal and I saw him walk by. He looked crazy. He looked crazy as fuck.
Just light skin and bug out.
No, he got like that Cisco hair going on.
What you mean?
Where it's like a low buzz cut? The blonde hair, blonde curls.
I mean, the fact that Cisco is still walking around like that in 2019.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
That's his look, though.
He's still touring, doing shows and shit.
You think he's still doing backflips?
Maya.
Yeah.
Whew. Eat the back pussy. Oh.
Yeah. Eat Maya's back pussy.
Yeah, what? Yeah, well, it's... You know, she's vegan, so it's all, you know.
Tastes fine.
Yes, you know, pH is nice. Probably tastes like water.
Flies. Steven's over here trying to start a bomb.
You think he's still doing the thong song?
Of course. He's getting
paid.
That's
what everybody's coming to see him
for. I bet.
He's trying to drop new albums, and everybody's like, do the thong song.
Do the thong song.
Do that thing.
He's like, no, I have an acoustic, this is from an acoustic album. Shut up.
He dropped like a 100-song album, and nobody paid attention to it. Mm, yeah. He'd just be like, yeah, do that thing. Do that
thong song. Come on.
Come on.
It's just somebody just yelling at from his front. The thong.
It's like one dude in the audience.
It's like, Cisco!
Do that thing. It's like...
Well, did you guys see that Ja Rule video?
What Ja Rule video?
You haven't seen it?
No.
Nigga, you be on Twitter, you ain't seen shit?
Mm-mm.
Ray, explain. I'll let him.
So, Ja Rule, it was like a... It was at a game. It was a
halftime show at the Milwaukee Bucks game.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee.
And it was 90s night, right? So they had Ja Rule come in, and he was like, they have a 2000 artist for 90s night. He was trying to make a joke, and I was like, motherfucker, we all remember you from the 90s or whatever. And like he's like, y'all ready to get this shit done? Make some noise! And like the crowd is like silent.
Damn.
is the what funny
What I want people
to
my baby.
Oh, shit.
That's like thousands of people, bro, who just dead quiet, just don't even give a fuck about Ja Rule. It's the funniest thing, bro.
Is it because of that Firefest shit?
May have something to do with it, but yeah. I just don't think, like, he can't. He can do shows. He just can't do that. He does like
he has like no draw.
You know what's the old school shit? Funk, like Funk Fest.
Yeah, yeah.
Like those like or cruise shits. Like that's what he can go do. He gets that older black audience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like our parents and shit.
The middle of Milwaukee is like shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, 50 Cent has been tearing him down. Like,
oh,
this,
he bought like
he
the,
cannot
the,
get above water.
He bought like, what was, like the first 50 seats or whatever. And just sitting there in a suit, like, yeah, nigga, go ahead and sing that shit. What would I be without you?
Just left the rows empty, dude. Like, 50 Cent's an asshole, though.
He's
petty
the best.
As fuck.
He's the best to ever
fuck.
Do it.
He tried to buy like all his he tried to buy all of Ja Rule's publishing rights. Like it was like
what,
it was
his
like,
music.
Yeah, it was like, it was like his publishing rights were being auctioned off, and 50 tried to buy it.
No shit.
Yeah, so he can make money off of Ja Rule.
Yeah, you kind of are. Yeah, yeah.
Nine times, man.
In the face.
In the face,
what if,
too, man.
Ja Rule goes just complete Chris Kyle and just like whacks him out.
He
like,
just gets weapons training.
You're dead, nigga. You're dead.
He goes to like John Wick his house or something like that.
We got shot, what, nine times? He goes,
bro, Ja Rule's a big dude, too.
Put him down.
Lone survivor.
It's 50.
Oh, yeah, like, just, hey, Josh yeah, just, pulls up, shoots him like
just some guy who was fucking eating ham sandwiches and sleeping on rocks and shit. Just like for like 3 days, like that's it.
Like he became poor. Go. He became poor from waiting for his refund for the Firefest.
Yeah, this is the funniest fucking thing. He goes out yelling, Milwaukee.
On having the number one seed in the East, very well deserved. Milwaukee, y'all ready to party? Let me hear you say yeah. Say yeah.
Yeah, not.
It's like three people probably.
It's mostly 90s
night.
Yeah.
So they brought out a 2000 artist. But my album came out in 99, so I guess that counts. Sanchez, we ready? Are we ready?
Imagine that being like the last thing you hear when you die. Just Ja Rule. He's like, he's just a grim reaper.
In a Milwaukee Bucks jersey.
Are we ready?
Ready?
You're like, no, don't go to the light. Bro, they have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Like, what is this? I don't
it's
know.
A crowd of Zoomers.
They're like, who is this nigga? I don't know. What's
they're like,
going
they're
on?
Like, yo, why is this Uber Eats guy on stage?
They think he's King Batch.
Yeah, why is King Batch on stage?
Like,
this is the dumbest Postmates commercial ever.
Like, why is King Batch doing music?
He's like off beat with his own song, and the
that's fucking
are
sad.
Right in the
that's
so
fucking
bad.
Sad. That's like imagine you like doing stand up, and then it's
you
like you
know,
hit your
weird,
own
what's
recordings
so weird
in the
about
background.
This is that like that usually doesn't happen? Like you
what,
don't
what,
see
what any, like a crowd responding to
no,
Ja Rule
no, no, no,
at all.
No. You usually don't see artists do shows like that. Or bigger artists.
Well,
guess.
Well, he's fucking he's fell off. Like
well,
yeah
but
he's not that
like,
big
you
of an artist.
See him do that like.
I'm good right now because yeah.
I'm good. Yeah, for him to do that is like a fucking reek.
No,
I'm good. Because it's like you're better. Like
he's not better than that. Better he's than not that. Better than
yeah,
that.
Like doing halftime shows at NBA. Like that.
He wasn't bad though.
Yeah,
like,
but
he wasn't
we're,
bad.
We're talking about them to now, dude. Like name the last Ja Rule album that you bought.
Oh yeah, no. Now he's trash.
Okay, then that's the point. Like
murder,
he has no
murder. Ing.
How many years ago was that? In decades. Exactly. Yeah.
I remember having the Love Is Pain album. That was a pretty good album.
I couldn't even tell you what the fuck
I don't
was.
Know. I mean, I remember what he was with Lil Mo. Didn't he have a song with Lil Mo?
Is that person?
It was Ashanti. The one he yells at her, like,
what would I be without you?
What would I be without you?
It's like she's just like in a corner. Cowering in a corner. Yeah. Like,
I need someone to hold me.
Yeah, just yelling at this woman.
He's fucking scared. Like, why do you think? Like, they
got the phone. He's got the phone, but he's pulled it out of her.
Yeah, yeah. She has, the whole song just ends with her getting a restraining order against Ja Rule. They can't do songs.
If you leave me lonely,
like she has to call my. Like he does a show. He has her on speakerphone, just like doing the backup vocals. I can't break the restraining order. Here's the chance here.
That's funny as fuck.
My love for you.
Man, fucking 50 Cent fucked his career up, dude.
I mean, but like Ja Rule, I mean, like, I can't really say he didn't have a career.
It wasn't a stable career to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 50 was like, I'm going to bury your ass, bitch.
Yeah. 50 made his career after doing that shit, dude.
I mean, honestly, if it wasn't 50 Cent, people would forget about Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
That might be true. Yeah. He might have just, like, kind of, like, faded off in the back. But, I mean, Ja Rule also did, like, kind of help Def Jam, like, survive. Because it was, like, him, Ja Rule, DMX, and Jay-Z.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of kept him like, above the water.
After all the Rough Rider shit kind of died down. And everything.
Yeah.
Like, yes, because DMX wasn't popping after that.
He had crack.
DMX
is out of jail now.
Nah, bro. You know what? You know
what? Steve,
can you edit that out just in case DMX hears this?
Yo, DMX would show up to your apartment. Say, bro, DMX doesn't give a fuck.
He's gonna fucking dox me, bro.
He said, yo, y'all niggas, I'll beat your ass, nigga. With the
X code, give it to
power of God. He said that shit.
I want to see DMX. Like, what if DMX just like he just breaks through like these doors or whatever they're talking shit? Y'all niggas ready or what?
Put you in a fucking half
just
bro,
wide-eyed.
DMX has to still be making money though, because like you still hear like his songs
being played.
Like the Deadpool fucking trailer had DMX on it
for sure.
You know he's getting royalties off that shit.
That's true. Do you think he's friends with Ryan Reynolds? Do you think he calls him like, yo, Ryan, what's up? Trying.
And every time Ryan Reynolds picks up, he's just like.
He's like, hey, can you, all right, I asked a question. Because, like, all right, so can you ask Blake, all right, season 2 of Gossip Girl. just about Gossip Girl. No, he just loves Gossip Girl. He's just
so Gossip Girl. So,
he's a big Gossip Girl head.
So that one bitch.
He's like, so who's really the Gossip Girl? Who says XOXO at the end? Come on, Ryan.
That's the only thing they let me watch in prison.
He's like, all right, Ryan, yeah, you hung up. Can you please explain what happened at the end of Gossip Girl? This is Alex Jones now.
Just Alex.
And the only reason he watches Gossip Girl because he thought it was Gospel Girl.
Trying to get my mind right.
He's like, hey, this bitch ain't talking about Jesus. What's up?
These white girls are entertaining, though.
Hey, what's up? You know what I mean?
Lord Jesus.
Oh, man.
I forgot I did, but he did try to fucking, like, do that whole, like, Christian shit.
R. Kelly did. For a little bit.
That man, the goat.
Yeah, well, I feel like R. Kelly did that shit to like hide like shit. Like he was just like,
can I
what?
Say that?
I was gonna go off on some shit.
No, go ahead.
About because y'all had the whole Jesse Smollett shit.
Bussy, we call him Bussy.
Yeah.
Bussy.
I like to call him the Black History Month miracle.
The Black History Month miracle.
Yes,
because he just like it's like yeah, we just don't believe niggas anymore.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
But
we were wrong, Steven. You were right the whole time.
So you.
No, what Steven said was funny as fuck. Yeah. It was like immediately the story was false
because
white people
like,
don't know what empire is.
Yeah, Steven texted the group chat. He's like, guys, what's an empire?
I don't, what does he mean? The
like Roman empire, like the Ottoman Turks?
Yeah, I mean, that can't be right.
Steven's like, there's no blacks in an empire. Like, they don't run anything.
Yo.
The Sierra Nevadas? Yeah, of course. It's like a 12-pack, dude. I was going to leave it here.
So,
yeah, because, like, I mean, I got to fucking... I don't really have to get up tomorrow, but it's whatever.
Do the Boosie.
Boosie?
What goes by Bussy Smollett?
Yeah, so, well, you heard of the Reed podcast, right?
Nah.
They don't know.
Oh, okay. All right.
We try not to talk about other podcasts on our podcast. It's kind of a thing.
We try not to?
No, we try not to.
Yeah.
As a reference.
Well, yeah, well, yeah. All right. Anyway, no, I'll just say.
Because they ain't promoting us, so fuck
yeah,
them.
Yeah, like, we don't, like,
no,
we
I'm
can't.
Not fucking promoting them. I'm just, fuck them.
Like,
all right, so, just, it's other stuff that I've heard, like, where people, like, all criticizing, like, you know, R. Kelly, like, oh, lock him up, throw him away, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But then, like, here this motherfucker is, and, you know, he's clearly, I mean, just the story just doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, it doesn't at all.
And it, like, I heard people say, oh, he's innocent because the check that he wrote them and paid said for fitness and their personal training. It's like, motherfuckers, like, how can you prove that? Like, people go to the ATM and get fucking write checks and stuff, like, and people go, oh, all right, here's a check for cleaning, but
bro,
it's really just because you suck my dick.
Bro, like, so
like
we pay.
Exactly.
Like, I pay this chick to suck my dick. I'm not going to write because she sucked my dick.
We pay our friend on Cash App for cocaine. I'll just put, like, for fun. for the reason. Or, like, sometimes I'll just put cocaine.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. They're gonna find out anyway.
But, like, it's like,
It won't be evidence.
That was definitely sarcasm.
Yeah,
that was sarcasm.
It was sarcasm.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was completely.
Yeah,
that's satire. This entire podcast is satire.
No, it
know
is
what
satire.
What you're talking about.
We actually. Satirical checks for satirical cocaine. Yeah, satirical cocaine.
Yeah, we actually work for the DEA,
and we're very pro woman.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I want all. I believe all women.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the pussies don't smell.
As you should.
If their pussies don't smell, then you can believe them.
Yeah, the pussies don't stink.
I don't know why that makes a lot of sense. It just makes a lot of fucking sense to me.
I'm bullshitting, but...
No, if it's true, though...
I'm not going to trust anybody who can't keep up with their own hygiene.
I mean, honestly... Like,
and it's usually them that be like...
They're too desperate.
The stankest attitude thing. They have bad, but it's like, you need... Man.
Mm.
Man.
No.
He's like that's how you deal with women. Just talk to them like they're like the crazy people that like a TSA agent would talk to, like the guys at the counter and the ladies acting belligerent, like ma'am,
yeah,
ma'am.
Talk to my girlfriend sometimes. She's ma'am. she's like just acting all crazy. I'm like, ma'am, relax, please, ma'am, just please.
You put your hand out, like, just like
ma'am.
Listen,
I understand. I'm on your side.
It's just complete spin. Because that's what they do. They calm you down. They're like because the flight's delayed. It's like, ma'am, I need you to relax. Now we're going to do our best to get you. And it's like, you're leaving tomorrow.
It's like,
like you're leaving tomorrow. but I'm going to give you some false confidence. But ma'am, ma'am.
It's hard to be mad with a steady hand in your face.
It honestly is. Or it can set you off.
It could say, yeah, depends on the type of person you are.
Like, I think it depends on the position of the hand. Because if the hand's like flat out, you're like, yo, get your hand out my fucking face.
Yeah,
but if
the hand
like
is
at an
flat,
angle,
yeah,
if
an
it's
angle.
Like there's no present danger with a flat hand. Unless they're gonna like, you know, do like a viper strike to your throat.
Yeah, which wouldn't even really hurt that much. Yeah. Like, you know,
I don't. I feel like because like if
depends on the person.
Liam Neeson does it in a movie, so it's like he takes people down.
That's true.
Liam Neeson hunts black folks.
If Liam Neeson gets his hand anywhere close to me, like I'm already feel threatened.
No, you better watch out.
His presence threatens me.
He's a tall guy too.
Yeah, and he might be racist. I don't know.
Allegedly. I mean, we've all had it.
Yeah.
You know.
He's fucking out of his mind.
He's like, I want to find some black. Just the way
bastard.
He said the word black is hilarious.
Black.
Black bastard.
The darkest. The monkeyest.
It's still weird because it's like you walked around for like a week and you didn't find any black people. And you
yeah.
Where the fuck were you walking?
Like he didn't sleep the whole time.
Like you weren't looking that hard.
Yeah.
Could have just gone to the
but like, it's like, wait, where's he from? Like Scotland?
Yeah, but
Ireland.
There's blacks here.
Yeah, but you gotta really find it though.
I guess I don't know. I just look at it like he didn't search hard enough.
Yeah, he didn't care. Not enough conviction. He's like, oh, my friend got raped. Like,
was he walking around for a week? Was that the story?
That's what he said. Yeah,
carrying like what a knife or
shillelagh,
some kind of like one of those bully clubs.
Yeah.
And just didn't do anything. So like, I don't know. Like, what would have been the fucked up thing about that story if he went back and he raped that girl? Like after that, like. He goes back. Like,
Liam Neeson? All right, so, we were talking about Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson was one of his friends said that like she was raped. So I was like he looks for a week and doesn't find anybody, so he just goes back and rapes her.
He's like, why'd you waste my fucking time? Just case the pussy.
Oh god.
Now that's the real Taken movie that we should have really got. We deserved.
Oh man.
Liam Neeson. Just Taken, just Liam Neeson looking for black people.
What the fuck is Taken so long to find these blacks?
Oh man, that's fucking great.
I have a set of dicks.
I say we kill R. Kelly though, man.
Huh?
That's the only way we can listen to R. Kelly again.
It's like that Slenderman video game.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody needs to make a DLC or some shit.
That'd be some shit. Yeah.
It's just Liam Neeson just coming after
you. Turn around, he just breaks your neck. Just like,
well, Steven doesn't have a mic, so for the listeners, it's Slender Man, but Liam Neeson's chasing you.
Liam Neeson.
Neeson. Just say Neeson. Liam Neeson. Neeson.
I'm trying to think of how to say it. Slender Man. Liam Neeson Man.
Liam Neeson Man.
Liam Neeson Man.
You're just a black guy walking through the woods.
He's like, I need a man. I'm Liam.
Yeah.
That was on dead air.
There you go. All
right, so wait, we kill R. Kelly. What?
Kill R. Kelly. No. Because if we kill R. Kelly, we listen to his songs again.
No, I'll listen to him regardless. It's fine.
Yeah.
Who's going to know?
That's true. That's what headphones are made for.
Exactly.
Oh, well, we've been saying we need to get him up out of the game. And it's like, but bitch, you just, like, this one, I listened to this one thing, this bitch contradicted herself. She's like, you know, and she, like, grew up in Chicago, like, and, like, went to the same high school as him. And
really?
Not at the same time, but she had heard stories of, like, R. Kelly going up to the school and, like, you know, like, talking to these, like, you know, younger girls.
For real?
Yeah, and it's like,
God damn,
like,
dude.
Like, bitch, don't try to come out now and be like, you all, you know, get canceled when you just said you love him, you still listen to all his songs and shit.
Yeah.
Like, and you knew him, you know, like I people.
I saw a video of R. Kelly's lawyer.
I was never
lawyer.
Deep into, like, R. Kelly, like, but there's R. Kelly songs that I love.
Yeah, I wasn't deep into either, but it's weird because he was like that, like,
even like Mad TV, they had a song about it. It was Ari Spears saying, "I'm the greatest statutory rapist." Like this has been a thing for like decades now.
Decades,
I mean,
what,
you know, Chappelle's skit.
Yeah, everyone fucking knows this shit. I just like that. Like, it's like, is it Double Jeopardy? Like, can you get charged for the same thing? Like, is that one of the things?
No.
So like
nah, but there's multiple crimes though.
I guess.
But
he's
done multiple fucking crimes.
Yeah, you can't get charged for the same exact crime twice. But like, if you commit
for the same person,
murder,
yeah.
Because
of the different people, but you can't get charged for trying to kill the same person twice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wait, so you can like try to kill someone like a
twice
couple times
if you get off. Yeah.
Try to kill.
Like, yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm gonna.
Imagine getting
fucked up this time.
You can't charge me for attempted murder if I didn't kill him the first time.
No, I didn't
that's
fucking kill him.
I think it should be. It's like, hey, if I grazed him, no big deal.
Is this like R. Kelly to the girl?
Yeah, like you're trying to shoot at somebody, you graze them.
Oh, okay.
You don't kill them. It's like, oh, yeah, all right.
No, you can't charge them for that.
Like, stay away from each other.
I just like R. Kelly's.
kids, you kids go play.
You get out of here. You.
This is like, got a tourniquet on his arm, bleeding out. It's just like, yeah, just graze them.
Yeah, right. just send them away from each other.
Get out of here. Stay away from each other.
Yeah, having too much fun.
Yeah. Who treated it like that?
Did y'all see? It was R. Kelly's lawyer. He was out. It was a report of R. Kelly's lawyer. He was like, he just flat out said, he was like, these bitches are lying. Like, he just flat out said, and he was like,
they're holding up. They're holding a picture of the two.
The two girls who came forward. Yeah,
they're holding a picture of what.
Claiming it's R. Kelly, but it's actually
LL Cool J. LL Cool J holding in the picture.
Yeah.
But they said they were trying to use that as proof that they were there at that show. But then,
yeah. It was a show with R. Kelly and LL Cool J?
No, it's just LL Cool J, but they did a show together.
That's what I just said.
They're
yeah.
They're trying to use it as proof that they were there. At
that
the
they
show.
Were there at the show.
How can you even prove? How can?
Yeah,
you
can't. Like, it's just a picture.
Yeah, even if the picture proves that they were at the show, it doesn't prove that they even had any interaction.
Look at those rape things. Like, how can you? I mean. Unless you've got, like, DNA evidence.
Yeah, that's the problem when it comes to rape cases. It's really hard to prove.
Like,
hey, yeah.
Like, yeah. Cool J comes out and, like, yeah, like, we was in the green room and he was, you know, he's fucking these old.
Handsy.
You know, then.
Yeah, you need, like, witness statements, yeah.
If you don't have anything to stand on, like, you know, what do you do?
That's what makes this shit a lot.
He's out of jail.
Oh, was he out?
I heard his first attempt at posting bond, like, he failed.
Yeah, because he had no money.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's out now.
Is he broke? Is R. Kelly
that's
broke?
That's what I heard.
That's what they said, but I'm like, yeah.
I don't know about
I heard
that.
It like
it's we're, a bunch we're also talking about a guy who's written, like, a shit ton of songs.
Yeah.
Like, that he didn't even sing. Like, he's been ghostwriting songs for decades.
I didn't even know that.
B2K and all going on like a
tour. Yeah, they're like some
yeah,
of those
and they
places.
Were saying like, oh well, we're not gonna sing certain songs because R. Kelly wrote them.
Yeah,
we're not gonna do.
That's like B2K's whole discography, then.
Yeah, them and then like he even wrote for he wrote some shit for Pretty Ricky and all that. Like,
but I
like,
feel
basically
like
90% of that catalog and people on the tour like we just can't do anything.
Yeah,
yeah, and I feel like a lot of those guys are doing that because they're like. Oh, let's hop
for
on this
the
bandwagon.
Image. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like but fucking that's yeah, because they're trying to get their name back out there.
Yeah, that's what I think is just it's complete bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, we, you know, get them up out of there. It's like Charlamagne. So we've been told y'all to get R. Kelly to fuck about the game. It's like, oh, of course you'll say that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody else is saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I still like his music. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm still gonna listen. I believe I can fly.
Yeah, bro. Ignition.
I can't unremember the words to that. You know, it's like no matter what, every time Remix Ignition comes on.
Yeah, let me get that too.
Yeah, now that my fro is like getting there.
Yeah,
right there,
my
like,
hands through
my
fro.
I was like, God damn it.
I just like how they did the Chappelle sketch. And then, like, remember in the bloopers, Al Kelly, like, confirmed him. It was like, man, how you gonna make a sketch about. Niggas peeing on people. It was like, nigga, how you gonna make a video about peeing on people? Like, nigga, how you gonna make a video?
That's so fucking funny. R. Kelly tried to fight his ass for that.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dave did mention that. He tried to square
Brendan
up on him.
That shit. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, well,
that'd
like,
be a highlight of, like, just like anyone's life. Like, R. Kelly sent people to beat me up.
But just, I mean, just imagine that. Like, he's like, man, how you gonna make a video of peeing? He's like, nigga, how are you gonna make a video of pissing on somebody?
Yeah.
Like, I'm
bro, Dave Chappelle's the GOAT.
Yeah.
The best.
Like, hands down.
Would you ever pee on somebody?
Who, me?
I'm looking at you and asking you the question. Yes, would you ever pee on somebody?
Like multiple people.
Well, I'm looking directly at you and asking a question. That's what I'm asking. Would you ever pee on somebody?
Yeah. That piss on your grave.
Okay, cool. I'm not a person then. I'm like a grave.
If a chick is into that, yeah, hell yeah, I'll piss on it.
I'll see why not.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not into it. I want to.
Water. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll pee on a chick.
I wouldn't want to be peed on.
Yeah. Maybe.
Would you want to be peed on?
Listen, no, wait, maybe.
This is a different layer to you.
It's.
We got to dissect this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
why?
Yeah,
I'm why,
this
like,
shit.
Why would. Why? What situation would you be put in that you're like, okay. I'll
is it like
that.
Is it like gun to like family? Like I'm gonna pee on you?
No. Like if
so you
like
so you, if you, I had you, a chance you let them die
like
rather than
like,
get peed
say,
on.
Like because I'm just using some of the bitches that Rihanna probably looks, she would pee on somebody.
For fun, she laughed too.
Yeah, well Maya, like if I finally hook up with Maya or some shit, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
like this is going down, and you figure out she's like, I only got one condition, I gotta pee on you.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's on my, like, no, stay away from my face, because that's
not yeah.
It. Yeah.
But if she wants to pop a squat and piss on my chest,
mm-hmm.
She's probably clean.
Mm-hmm.
She's vegan. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I let somebody pee on my. I let somebody pee on my back.
That's a good fucking point though.
Yeah.
Like, cause like if Scarlett Johansson was like, yo, like
Scojo,
it's like, yo, like we'll fucking every single position, but I gotta pee on you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, fucking.
Be like, you know.
She's like, I'd be like, let it go then.
Would she be like, all right? Would you be okay if she said, I gotta pee on you first, and then we fuck? Or would it be like, would you be like,
yo, as it, man, this piss is digital, man. It'll wash off.
But okay, but yeah, but you can't wash off. Yeah. But you can't wash off.
First of all, regardless whether we fuck after she pees on me, I can still say I got pissed on by Scarlett Johansson.
That's true. You can go to
the, That's a story right there.
Yeah, you can die happy.
You'll never pay for a drink again. you'll be like, oh shit, yo, Ray's here. Yo, shut up. Yo, get him a beer. Like, yo, what up? Yo, all right, yo, what's up, man? Like, you, like, that's just,
I heard you still have jars of it.
Yo, that's just goat shit. Like, what? Yeah. What do you...
It's true. It's boss shit.
Yeah, I hope that we have a beer.
Yeah. I got peed on.
I got peed on. Just start the
joke. I can't let somebody just pee on my chest. It'd be too close to my face. You pee on my back. Like, I'll lay down. You pee on my back.
No. She's got to look you in the eye.
Yeah. Nah,
I can do chess.
I can't do chess.
I do chess, but like I gotta be like, trying to flex as I'm doing it.
It's gonna be. My thing is, all right, wouldn't you be afraid of like, all right, she's putting on your chest. Wouldn't you be afraid of like the back splatter, like hitting you in the mouth and shit, like just like,
you gotta turn away. It's like a water slide. Just like if you look up, it's gonna hit you in the face. You gotta put your head back.
Nah, that's why I'm like pee on my back. I can at least like put my head down, like. You know what I mean?
You just gotta put your head back and just ride it.
Nah.
Ride it out. Well, didn't that was part of
like
the,
a water
the,
pick.
The,
just
the court sketch,
huh?
The Chappelle, the court sketch where they were like, "Would you get pissed on for?" I think they said the amount of money he was for five. It was like, was it $10 million? Bringing R. Kelly, tell him to stay away from my eyes. But no, I mean, like, I mean, if that's the pretext though, it's like it has to be like.
A certain person.
Like who? I don't know. AOC.
I would let AOC. What's it called? Baby Bird. Her doo-doo into my asshole. I will open my asshole and let her just shit right into my asshole. She could my AOC Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Temple. Please, Baby Bird, your shit into my asshole. I love you. That's it. That's all I want to say. She's hearing this right now.
Why smell like the fucking feds at your door? Like,
it's fine.
Do this.
What are you gonna do? Say, oh, you can't have sex with her. Okay. What else is new? Yeah, I already know I can't have sex with her. I don't even want to. I just want her just to shit in my asshole. Is that okay? What's illegal about that?
I want that to happen so bad.
That's fine.
Like, you're there and you be like, she hears this, like she's like actually into
bro,
it.
Bro, I would have tears of joy. I'd be so happy.
So so we already established you'd let her piss on your chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be just like a whatever. Like okay.
See, it's gotta be the right celebrity.
It's gotta be, and she has to be wearing her Boston University T-shirt that she wore when she was doing that dance in
the video.
Yeah.
I still ain't seen it. You gotta. I still ain't seen it. Was she like twerking or some shit?
She was twirling around.
Ooh.
Yeah. She was doing like basic bitch dances, but like
basic.
Yeah, she was doing like the hair twirls and like the fucking the hacha cha cha cha, whatever the fuck.
Ooh,
it is.
Oh, I wanna dance with somebody.
Yeah. Playing like fucking like Natasha Bedingfield in the background.
Yeah, just fucking twirling around.
Yeah. That shit was hot though. But yeah, she gotta wear that T-shirt and you could piss on my chest and then shit in my asshole. And I think I had to marry her after that, right? I think we kind of had to get married. It's kind of intimate.
It is a very intimate moment. Yeah. But I don't know. She could be cold about that shit.
I would have mirrors set up all around my
room. What if she, like, shit in your asshole and she was just like, yeah, do this all the time?
Yeah,
like,
no,
that would be a heartbreaker.
No. But what if she's just like, she just
broke your heart.
Yeah. Like, not Roger Goodell, Robert Kraft of the Patriots, just like fucking prostitute. Like, she just does that exclusively. Like, she goes to these clubs and shits and dudes' ass.
That's like her Eyes Wide Shut party, just shit to people's ass. Yeah, she wears like the bird mask and shit. And just like.
And you think you're the one. She's just another notch in her belt. And she's like, there's cab money on the desk.
Yeah. No, she puts on like an eye mask, like Nick Fury. Yeah. She's like, you're just one of the beginning of a bigger world, Mr. Stark. She just shits in my asshole.
As soon as she gets up, she puts her pants back on and she's like 31.
She doesn't even look at you.
Yeah,
she's just like disgusting.
She just throws a towel down. Clean yourself up.
Yeah. Calls me a faggot. Like, here you
there's
go.
A cab waiting outside.
Yeah. You're paying for it. Don't worry. I'll put it on your debit card.
We're at the bar waiting for I'm like, hey man, what happened? He's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Like, do you smell like shit? Like, it's fine.
I love her.
Did you fuck?
I love her. Who would you let shit?
He's just in a straight jacket at a fucking sideboard.
Who would y'all? What's the weirdest shit y'all would let yo number one do to you? Because I want AOC to shit my asshole.
Oh, okay. I gotta think about who's my number one though.
Like, if you could just, like,
oh yeah, I gotta really, really think about it.
All right, well, Steven, thoughts?
Okay, your number one, like the number one celebrity that you want to fuck the hardest, right? What's like the furthest thing?
What's the
that
weirdest
you would,
shit
like let them do to you?
Yeah. Because I already said I would let AOC shit in my ass.
Yeah,
I think that's
okay. No, keep it off mic.
This is gonna be good. What you got, dog? First off, who would you pick?
Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews? I'm about to say Sound of Music, bitch. Yeah.
But,
I peg you more of like a Martha Stewart type. Either Martha Stewart or like Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli. Those googly eyes. The fact that she has no idea where she is at any point in time.
Man, we got
like she could do like the worst thing to you, and she would have no recollection of her, or just think that it's just like some intense fever dream she's having, you know. So it's like, did it even happen?
Shades. I've been up for about 3 days.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, that's.
Y'all don't even know who y'all love. That's sad.
I mean, I Rihanna.
But okay, what would you let? Would you let Rihanna give you herpes?
No.
Would you raw dog? You're thinking about it.
No, I mean,
you're thinking about it.
Well, see, look, there's a bigger planet. There's a bigger planet play.
What's a bigger plan?
If I get her pregnant, then it doesn't matter. I'm rich.
So you raw dog and get herpes. I mean, like you don't get herpes just like, from raw dogging once.
Who are we talking
like,
about?
Yeah, well, Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Like,
yeah.
Like, in there one time, I'm thinking future plan.
Mm-hmm.
Knock her up.
Right. Federline shit.
Federline style.
Uh-huh.
Get the, I mean, you know, try to have a successful marriage.
Yeah, yeah. You want to make it work for the kid.
But I end up, you know, fucking her best friend. And,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Do you think her best friends would want to fuck you, though? Knowing that, like, okay, this is my girl's, this is Rihanna's baby daddy.
I got money, doesn't matter now.
It's true. You got a point.
Women are easily swayed.
With money, that's true.
You, come on, son.
That's true. You gotta flash them dollars.
flash your coins.
There you go.
Your whore coins.
Your trinkets. Shinies.
And they come running.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen my grandmother's coin?
No. Ray, what you got?
Wait, okay, so my number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
The worst shit I'd let her do to me. I guess it'd be Mila Kunis.
Okay.
Very, very big Mila Kunis fan.
Mila Kunis. She's got them weird eyes.
Yeah.
That,
weird eyes?
What's it called? Good it's like eyes. That the different colored eyes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like David Bowie.
Yeah.
What?
The different colored eyes. Like one eye is one color. The other, they're both two different colors.
Yeah. I think so. I don't know about that.
It's like monochromia or something like that.
Google Mila Kunis' eyes.
Ah, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So, what's the worst thing you would let Mila Kunis
do? Yeah, no, she's like, yeah, you're right. She has one incredibly blue one, and then this is on Google, and one very dark brown. Yeah, so she does have different color eyes. That's fucking hot.
Would you let her just look at you with those eyes?
I mean, the pussy's crazy.
Or would you make her, like, put in contacts?
Nah, I'd make her look at me.
Yeah.
The whole time. While, like, and then she ate my asshole out with a spoon.
Would you shave your asshole for Mila Kunis?
Would I shave my asshole for Mila Kunis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
That's thoughtful.
I wouldn't shave it, but I'd wax it.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's probably better. Yeah, you don't want the razor bumps. Yeah.
I just don't want fucking razors down
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. Yeah.
I mean, if she's asking, like, you know.
Yeah, what if she asks you, like, no, I want you to shave it. I don't want no wax. I don't want to taste that shit.
No deal.
Wow. Wow, but it's Mila Kunis, though. Or it's whatever your number one is.
Yeah, it's whatever Steven's number one is. Yeah. My number one's Mila Kunis. She's going to ask me to do a lot of shit. She'll get it.
Would you do a blood transfusion?
Yes.
You have no idea what her blood type is or yours. And she's
that's
like,
going into mine?
We're
going
to change blood right now.
I'd be like, yeah. All
right, cool.
You're stuck with me forever.
Yeah, you're going to die.
I'll take that chance.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. Yeah, now I'm second guessing this.
Ray just becomes a woman.
I'm just like looking at pictures of her now, and like there was a couple pictures like that's that. I was just like, yeah, no, I wouldn't do blood transfusion. I'm like, yeah, she all right.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Zooey Deschanel?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you let Zooey Deschanel? This is for Steven. What would you let Zooey Deschanel? What's the worst thing you let her do to you? What's the appeal, Zooey Deschanel?
No, Zazzy Beats. I take that back.
Zazzy Beats?
Zazzy Beats. It's not Millie Beats. I take that back. Zazzy Beats, yeah.
I need a Zazzy Beats,
bitch. Zazzy Beats is bae.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When she's just like, I don't know, I'm lucky. And then I'm like,
Oh, I'm so frazzled.
Wait, why? Why?
I don't know.
Was it like the sudden movements? Or like, what was this?
I'm so frazzled.
I'm so startled.
Oh, fuck. You saw the last episode of Atlanta?
No.
Where she went to the Drake party?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was looking fine as fuck.
Yeah.
Have you seen High Flying Bird? It's like a Netflix movie, but she's
in it. High Flying Bird?
What's the worst thing you would let Zazzy Beats do to you?
Fucking anything, bro. Like anything that she can come up with.
Choking to unconscious? Yeah. That's not too bad. That's not too bad.
But like, I'm like a super vanilla man. I like my ice cream vanilla.
Vanilla ice cream isn't bad. I'm an Americone dream boy.
That's just code for Jabaris likes to get pegged.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I like cones in my ass. What's up?
Told the guy I'm gay. Like fuck my ass.
That's like really, that's more dangerous than pegging. Don't fuck with it. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
You said choking is more dangerous than pegging?
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Unless it's like something that like, I'm sorry, I'm fucking talking.
Nah, go off. Go off.
No, but it's like.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what I'm like. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a, I don't like.
Okay.
I can't choke, but I don't know if I like being choked.
I don't know.
Let me shut the fuck up. No. I kind of do like being choked.
I don't know if I like being choked because I haven't been choked, but like had girls like put their hand on my neck
that
and
shit
just
with
like
the hand
push
on
back.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh.
They're riding your
like
dick and they put
shit.
Like the hands on your throat.
Yeah, like that shit.
I'm against women empowerment. Like you can't give a woman that kind of power.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it so long as it's like I get to like at least bust.
Yeah.
I don't like it's like so long as it's the coming. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, but. I've done a lot of choking, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to
just careful. In general.
Yeah.
What?
I'm not even gonna. I'm not gonna deal with this. Just, why are you talking about
what?
You said it was Zazzy Beats, and then that made me think of somebody else. Motherfucker Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
And then I always forget her fucking name. The green chick from
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, Zoe Saldana. Mm-hmm. I would let Zoe Saldana give me a pink eye. By just farting in my face. What?
To be fucked up for like a week? To be fucked up for like what, 2 weeks?
Like maybe like a couple days if you get like the medicated.
She's
drops.
she's not the chick in Westworld, is she?
I don't know. I never seen Westworld.
Tessa Thompson is in Thor Ragnarok.
A threesome with all three of them bitches. God, you.
Yeah. That's a different one. I'm talking about the one who played the prostitute.
Well, who's you talking about the other day? Zoe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, she's bad.
Zoe Kravitz, I fuck.
Ooh. I mean, I'm thinking of somebody else, but I just can't fucking remember the name.
My mom.
So, anyway. Got any more?
Who's that singer lady?
You got what? You get Steven just asked the most vague question. Who's that singer lady? Which is like any bitch that's ever been born. Like any woman that's ever just sang a note.
From the one thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Eartha Kitt. Oh, Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not a singer lady.
She might as well be.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
It's weird though. She's like
I'll dog fuck Tilda Swinton, bro. She's good at playing men.
Who?
Tilda Swinton.
Who's the
Matilda Swinton? I don't know who that is.
Arrested Development, the cousin.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. The Ali Shawkat. Oh. She got them.
She's got those heavy titties.
I'll shock your cat.
She got those heavy titties.
Yeah. Matilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton. That's right.
She was in Doctor Strange.
Yeah, she was the ancient one.
I don't know.
Nah, dude, she was hot. What are you talking about? That bald head?
I mean, I'm looking at pictures of her right now, and I'm like...
Constantine?
Yeah, she was Gabriel. She was, She was like Gabriel. Yeah. Now I'm a human. They like, cut her wings off at the end of that movie. I like that movie. That movie was good.
Nah, I think I'm good. Ruby Rose, though.
Who's Ruby Rose?
The
lesbian girl? Batwoman? Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was in John Wick, too. She was a deaf bitch who got thrown.
Oh, yeah.
No. She got thrown through some plate glass.
I mean, we watched, like, he just suplexed.
We went to go see John Wick, too. And, like, it was me, DJ, and, like, a few of our other boys or whatever. And everyone was kind of just, like, geeked up. Like, geeked up watching it. Like,
and the next scene came, we were just like, yo! Man. He just body slammed her.
One of our friends.
Did you ever see The Raid
2? Yeah, The Raid 2. Hammer Girl. Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, that's kind of short lived. I mean, she was cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was cute. Yeah. Okay, I like Hammer Girl. You got a point. Yeah. I like that. And since we're on Asian chicks, that young girl in Kill Bill with the fucking the chain. The chain ball and chain? The mace shit? Yeah.
Like Battle Royale, right?
I don't know.
I can't.
I've seen Battle Royale, but I don't know. Oh, yeah. I'm not bad. Yeah, Battle Royale. This is terrible. What time we're at? Well, how much time we're at? Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, shit. What y'all want
to
do?
Any more bits? I'm trying to think of some more bits.
Because we're just talking about things we fuck
Her
now.
Name is Chiaki Kurayama? Kuriyama? Yeah, Kuriyama.
Now say it like Chiyaki. A Japanese schoolgirl.
Chiaki. Okay, well, I was going to go just Japanese. Chiaki Kuriyama!
Chiaki!
It's like, sir. It's like, sir, are you okay? Are you mad? Let me just calm you.
I was
about
like,
shiitake mushrooms.
Nah.
I was making all my coworkers laugh the other day because I was like, "There's a Universal in Japan." And I was like, "They probably say Gryffindor like Gryffindor, Gryffindor." Retarded.
you swimming, eh?
Hoofleet, poof.
What's your
Ravencrow.
They just mock it.
Ravencrow. Oh, man, it's so goddamn funny.
Jesus, yo. That's a good one.
What do you call Hogwarts?
Hogwarts?
We're going to Hogwarts.
Hogwarts.
We're going Harry Potter. Wizard World Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
The tar.
Harry.
Wizard.
Ron Wizard.
Like, I don't even know how to sound Asian anymore. It just sounds retarded.
Yeah, you just you just sound retarded.
Yeah, I think we could. I think we could wrap
it
up.
We exhausted this.
Yeah, we ended on a good note with the Japanese.
He's pretty good.
What's the name of the? What is the celebrity you talked about?
AOC.
No, not really. I don't know who do we talk about the most. I'm
talking about Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Yeah, what died for the 99 2000s? Some shit. I don't know.
Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Ja Rule can shit in my ass.
Ja Rule can shit in my ass.
Okay.
All right.